Tapping in, because you know some things just got to be said. A year ago today, the greatest global psyop in modern history began. 2 weeks to slow the spread, and now 1 year later, you're still locked in your little house, forced to wear your little mask, while you prepare to get injected with a fertility-killing location tracker. All in the name of promoting a healthy environment. But have you gotten healthier, honestly? Or have you become like the 80% of society who's gotten fat, demoralized, and spiraled into a mental health deterioration with no way to overcome your depression in sight? You're constantly being reminded that death is around the corner on every TV, radio, billboard, and social media platform. This was not an accident, all right? And you know what bothers me the most is that the vast majority of us know that this shit is blown out of proportion. But because we've become a society overran with pencil necks who have no backbone, no spine, we just put our head down and follow orders for the sake of not being ostracized. You know, you ask anyone to explain what sense it makes that kids under a certain age don't have to wear masks, or why the gyms are closed but I can sit in a jam-packed airplane for 5 hours, or why the vast majority of people who are dying are obese, and people will just shrug and say, hey, I'm just following orders, man. Just following orders. Do you think the founding fathers would have just followed orders? Huh? Thomas Jefferson and G.W. would have revolted in May, because they had made peace with their mortality. A man who doesn't fear death cannot be controlled, cannot be intimidated. They knew that everyone has a prescribed time and place where their clock was going to end, and only the higher power dictated that, not no wig-wearing pansy in England. So ask yourself, are you at peace with your mortality? Confucius said, we have two lives. And the second begins when we realize we only have one. So stop sacrificing the reality of today for an imaginary tomorrow. A mask is not going to save you. A lab-engineered cure is not going to save you. Your time is already written. Your expiration date is already set in stone. And if you're between the ages of 15 and 50, but especially if you're between 15 and 35, you shouldn't be listening to any mummy from DC telling you how to live your prime years. You've already wasted 365 days of memory-making moments during your fucking peak as a human. And I know, you know, when this first started, you were just being a good citizen. You wanted to be thoughtful and, you know, considerate of those around you. You wanted to listen to the experts. But now, bro, it's clear as crystal that those experts, those bird brains, don't know any more than you. And if they do, they've been lying. But either way, you need to take back the wheel of your life and start maximizing the seconds you have been blessed with and accept the fact that we all leave here eventually. But it's on you how you make use of your stay. Because freedom does not ask for permission.